Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Thursday, May 21st. Reporting for Radio On The Go News, I'm Jason Eaton. A 33-year-old Allison Mann was arrested following a reported domestic dispute Monday night in rural Butler County. According to the Butler County Sheriff's Office media log, deputies were called shortly after 11 p.m. on Monday to the 23,500 block of Butler Center Road for a reported domestic or family dispute. The sheriff's office later arrested Justin Schwark of Allison. The arrest was listed on the media log shortly before 12:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Schwark was charged with going armed with intent, first-degree harassment, interference with official acts causing bodily injury, assault on a law officer or others resulting in no injury, and carrying a weapon while intoxicated. Schwark was booked into the Butler County Jail and released from custody on Tuesday, according to jail records. Iowa gas prices moved higher this week as crude oil prices continued to climb. According to AAA, the average price of regular unleaded gasoline in Iowa was $4.28 per gallon as of Wednesday. That's up 9 cents from last week and $1.34 higher than the same time last year. The national average was $4.56, up 5 cents from last week. Local prices remained above the statewide average in some communities. According to GasBuddy, as of Wednesday afternoon, regular unleaded was listed at $4.49 per gallon in Sheffield, $4.47 per gallon in Parkersburg, and $4.26 in Clarion. Diesel prices in Iowa fell 3 cents this week to a statewide average of $5.33 per gallon. That's up from $3.35 one year ago, but 32 cents below the current national diesel average of $5.65. The price of West Texas Intermediate crude oil rose $5.40 this week to $107.77 per barrel, while Brent crude fell $1.23 to $105.57. One year ago, WTI crude sold for $63.97, and Brent crude was $66.93. Turning to the housing market, Iowa's housing market continued to gain momentum in April with more homes hitting the market, rising pending sales and steady price growth signaling a strong spring selling season across the state. According to Iowa Realtors, new listings rose 2.4% from a year ago to 4,946 homes, while active inventory climbed more than 10% statewide. Closed sales increased nearly 3% compared to April 2025, and the median home sales price rose 4.5% to $248,000. Homes also moved faster, spending a median of 11 days on the market. Locally, Abbott Realty broker Kathy Plendel said the Hampton and Franklin County market remains active, though conditions vary depending on price range and property condition. Plendel says buyers now have more options than they ever did over the past couple of years as inventory improves, but move-in ready homes continue to attract strong interest and sell quickly. She said home values in Franklin County have remained stable to slightly higher compared to last year, while buyers are becoming more selective and price conscious because of interest rates. Plendel added that proper pricing remains critical as the area heads into the summer selling season. Butler County EMS wrapped up its latest EMT training class with 10 students completing the course. Butler County EMS coordinator Kerry Coates says the class began in January and finished in late April. The program started with 12 students, with 10 completing the course. Participants came from Butler County and surrounding areas, including Riceville, Grundy Center, and Bremer County. Coates says the class gives students the fundamentals of emergency medical care.
This class teaches them the fundamentals, the nuts and bolts of emergency medical care. It teaches them how to take care of a medical patient, say like a stroke, cardiac arrest, to a simple fall, to a multi-trauma situation. We train them all. And with the EMT, they're allowed to transport, so it helps out everybody.
In the classes, students learned patient assessment, splinting, how to remove patients from vehicles, how to use ambulance equipment, and how to communicate during emergency calls. Additionally, the course prepares students for situations ranging from scene safety to taking patients to the emergency room. Butler County EMS has now completed 3 training classes and may offer an advanced EMT class in January, depending on interest. Coates says Butler County EMS has also become an advanced/paramedic level service.
I'm looking forward to teaching some more. I would like to throw out a thing for Butler County EMS. We just became an advanced/paramedic level service, so we can provide a higher level of care to those that we serve. We're pretty proud of that. We've been working really long and hard on that as well. We're doing the work. We're going to help out as many people as we possibly can, if it comes from education to advanced or paramedic level care that's needed. We're trying.
Coates encourages anyone interested in EMS to reach out, saying she is available to help connect them with training opportunities. The Ackley City Council approved several infrastructure and community projects during its May 13th meeting, including improvements tied to Sauerkraut Days and the City Splash Pad. Council members approved nearly $37,500 for splash pad plaster resurfacing and authorized up to $60,000 for a generator project at the 5th Avenue lift station. The council also approved patching work at the Hardin and Butler Street intersection and alley repairs behind several downtown businesses. The council approved temporary street closures for Sauerkraut Days and allowed the Ackley Chamber of Commerce to install speakers at the municipal bandshell at the chamber's expense. Other actions included approving an ambulance shed project change order, hiring Amber Groenwald as swimming pool manager and Lucas Schumacher as a public works assistant. Council members appointed Rod Neely to fill the vacant council seat left open after Mike Abbas was appointed mayor in April. City staff also noted upcoming maintenance and utility projects, including lift station upgrades and hydrant replacements, along with continued planning work on Broader Street and infrastructure improvements funded through the city's bond projects. The Alden City Council approved a fiscal year 25-26 budget amendment during Monday's meeting and set August 17th as the start date for a major pool repair project. Council members approved transferring nearly $58,000 from 2 pool certificates of deposit into a pool savings account for future repairs. The repair project will replace gutter and pump lines around the pool to help prevent freezing and breakage. The council also approved an $18,568 waterline installation project at the Alden Riverview Campground. Officials noted a Schiller grant will cover $15,500 of the cost. During public input, residents raised concerns about nuisance properties, junk vehicles, mosquitoes, and street embargo violations. Council members discussed possible citations, cleanup efforts, and nuisance abatements, with Mayor Harley Moreland saying the city will investigate enforcement options used by other communities. There's more online at radioonthego.com. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast, as well as area funeral announcements.